All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to Basic Recruit School graduation for the Columbia Fire Department. We're extremely glad you're here to join us in celebrating our recruit class. And with that, I'd like to welcome our recruits. As you are able, please rise for the presenting of our colors by the Columbia Fire Department Honor Guard. Proceed. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Order, arms. Right, face. Forward, march.
Please be seated. Again, good evening. My name is Jeff Heidenreich, and it's my pleasure and honor to serve as one of the assistant fire chiefs here at the Columbia Fire Department, and thank you again for being here this evening. I'd like to call to the stage retired Battalion Chief James Weaver to give the invocation.
Good evening. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our God. Please come and preside over this ceremony. Thank you for designing and executing a plan of redemption for all mankind. In John 3:16, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Thank you, Jesus Christ, for rescuing us from the pit. Thank you for demonstrating your love and compassion towards us through your selfless sacrifice on the cross at Calvary. Thank you for these recruits and for giving each of them a heart of love and compassion. Thank you for their willingness to stand in the gap and respond to the needs of the citizens of Columbia, no matter the event. Thank you for their commitment to study and train and be equipped for the challenges ahead. And thank you for all those who taught and facilitated that training over these many weeks. so that they can safely function on the emergency scene. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate these recruits. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Chief. And next to the podium, I'd like to invite Columbia's newest fire chief, Brian Schaefer. Please give me a warm welcome.
Oh my gosh. Wow, this is awesome. This is a really joyous day. Appreciate everybody coming out. Appreciate everybody's enthusiasm. It's interesting. I'm the newest fire chief, I think 3 weeks, 4 days, 13 hours and 2 minutes. So it not that I'm counting or anything like that, but today's a day of pride, accomplishment, and promise. And as I stand here looking at a remarkable group of men and women, I'm reminded of the deep history and traditions that now this recruit class is part of. See, the fire service, for those of you that this may be new, we have a legacy that stretches back centuries. It's built on sacrifice, courage, and an unwavering commitment to serve others. Today, you don't just become firefighters. Today, you step into a role that represents one of the most profound missions that anybody can take on, and that's a mission to protect people's lives and, if needed, save their lives. The uniform that you wear and the badge that you're going to wear connects you to all of those that came before you, those that fought blazes, rescued the vulnerable, provided compassion and empathy. They gave everything, and at times their lives, to make sure that others could live. That history that we talk about, and we often will spend time on 9/11 and throughout the year recognizing, that's our foundation, and it carries an important lesson. It's not just about doing a job, but it's about being committed to doing a better job. So every day that you come to work, we don't want you to do a good job, we want you to do a better job every single day for the next 20 to 30 years. And you have to realize that what you're doing is much bigger than yourself. It's about the mission and the foundation of the fire service. We're not measured by how many fires we go to, but we're remembered and we're measured by how we treat people. Every one of these opportunities that you'll have starting tomorrow is an opportunity to make an impression on somebody else's lives. If you may have noticed, I was trying to see all the kids that were here, to try to be the fire service to them, to try to influence them. So it doesn't matter if it's simply, if it's a fire, if it's an EMS call, every interaction you have with other humans is an opportunity for you to show professionalism, compassion, show empathy, and an unrelenting drive, again, to always do better. So thank you, most importantly, to the families, the friends and the significant others today. Your sacrifices are much more than the sacrifices that they've made thus far. The long hours of training, the late nights, the emotional weights of knowing that your loved one is out there facing danger for the sake of others. We owe you our deepest gratitude, because without you and your support, none of this would be possible. So we're gonna applause for you right now, just for a little bit. And you're gonna need them, so don't forget that, because it's not over. Like I said, you got 20 to 30 more years of this. So to the graduates, remember today is not the end of your training, but just the beginning to your career. The challenges you face now are real, they're complex, and they're much more dangerous than they ever have been. With time, we're learning more about the dangers, whether it's the carcinogens, the dangers of even some of the clothing that we're being exposed to, that impacts you every single day. But just know that you can face any of those challenges, because starting today, you're not alone. You have a family now. You have a strength of this brotherhood and sisterhood that is truly unmatched, and together, there's nothing that we can overcome together. So as you move forward, carry the pride of this day with you and never forget the responsibility that comes with it. You're the next chapter of our fire department, our story. And it's built on integrity, it's built on sacrifice, and a relentless pursuit to always do a better job. So be proud, be brave, and most of all, be ready to serve when the time comes. Congratulations and welcome to the fire service.
Thank you, Chief. Next up, I'd like to invite to the podium the City of Columbia Mayor, Barbara Buffalo.
He's really sly. Well, good evening. Such a great crowd. So it's an honor to be here today to celebrate this important milestone for you graduating from our graduation. Congratulations, first off, to you. I want to say you've worked really hard to earn your place with the Columbia Fire Department, and you're not only part of a team, but as the chief said, you're part of a family. You're with all of us at the City of Columbia supporting one another. And then similar to the chief, the families. You all know what you've been through. Your love and support that you've provided through this process and will continue to go means the most to them. I also want to let you know that they're part of our family too, and we'll protect them like we protect our brothers and sisters, just like you did. I do want to comment, sometimes in the firehouses, they also do fight like brothers and sisters. I've learned from the multiple fridges that they have that they fight over condiments and things like that, so just get ready for that. If you're an only child, I apologize. I want to say to you, you've chosen a noble path to both protect our community and each other in this. As I think about this, it takes courage, and it takes heart, and it takes dedication. And you all have proven that by being here tonight and going through this. Always remember that you have each other's back and that we have your back. On behalf of the City of Columbia, I thank you for entering into this, for serving us. I want to thank you for your commitment, and congratulations on all your hard work. I look forward to continuing to work with you and hopefully not fighting. Thanks.
Thank you again to Mayor Buffalo. Up next, I'd like to invite to the podium Assistant Fire Chief Lester Shoemake.
Welcome. As he mentioned, my name is Lester Shoemake. I have the distinct privilege of being an assistant chief with the Columbia Fire Department and being over our training division. So I got to witness all of these recruits on their interviews and on their first day up to their last day yesterday. And the amount of growth that they've had is astounding. The fear in their eyes on the first day is always something to behold when they walk in. I need to thank a couple people that made this class possible. The first one is Instructor Schoenhart, who was unable to be here tonight, but he was willing to come off the trucks for the first 12 weeks of their academy and ensure that they all passed Firefighter 1 and 2. And I know he wanted to be here tonight, but he sends his regards to you guys. The second person. Without this person, this class wouldn't have been possible. He spent countless hours every day teaching the recruits, got all the paperwork ready, dealt with all the shifts to get all the personnel there, worked over 60 hours this week and multiple weeks just to ensure this class was successful. Without him, this class would not be where it's at. And that's Instructor Bannister. Thank you. You notice the first two speakers talked about family, and without the family, this would not be possible, because I know at the end of the day, they were tired, they were hungry, and they probably didn't smell shower fresh. So if any of you had to do their laundry at the end of the day, we apologize, because I know after seeing them at the end of the day, they had put in a hard day's work. It was the family that at the end of the day had to pick up the chores and help them when they probably couldn't lift their arms or it was tough to stand up. Some of the workouts down there can be rather tough. As they witnessed on the first day when they worked out, there might have been trash cans placed strategically where they were working out just in case. Some of them were probably used. In this profession, you started 18 weeks ago and some of you had zero knowledge of the fire service. And look at where you're at now. You've all getting ready to graduate as Firefighter 1 and 2 with multiple certificates. Just think where you'll be in 18 to 20 years if you continue on this path. Be a lifelong learner. It only The technology, the advancements, everything just starts to compound. You have got to stay up to date. Continue to take classes and push yourself. At the end of the day, if you were to clone yourself at each day, can you say that you're better than the day before? That should be your goal, every day to be better. One little bit, whether it's just learning a little bit more knowledge, pressing yourself just a little bit harder. Always try to be better. The fire service, you're going to show up on a scene and you're going to have crews that in no time, the most complex situation, are going to solve the problem in a minute to 2 minutes. They're going to figure out a plan. They're going to execute the plan. There'll be no talking. They'll just get it done. Then you're going to go back to the firehouse. You'll have some plans. Everything will get taken care of. There's only going to be one part of your day that's going to take 30 plus minutes, and that's deciding what you're going to eat for lunch. That is the hardest decision you will make every single day. It doesn't have to be that hard. We can fix fires. We can cut people out of cars. We can solve problems, but we cannot decide what to eat for lunch. Have a staple that you can cook. Cook it well. Thank you for everything you guys have done in this 18 weeks. I'm proud to see you guys all here and all the hard work you put in.
Thank you, Chief Shoemake. Up next, I'd like to invite Fire Chief Brian Schaefer back up to the stage for the oath of office.
The moment we have all been waiting for. Recruits, please stand. Okay, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to raise our right hands. It's not a trick question. Raise your right hands, right? In the part where I say, insert your name, each one of you will identify as your own name, and then you'll repeat after me, okay? Any questions? Any go backs? Okay. I do solemnly swear. That I possess all qualifications for the office of firefighter for the city of Columbia. We're working on it, guys. All right. That I am not subject to any of the disqualifications set forth in the charter of the city of Columbia. That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and of the state of Missouri. And the charter and ordinances of the city of Columbia. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office. So help me God. Thank you. Sit down. Congratulations.
Up next, I'd like to call Deputy Chief John Ambro to the stage, and the Fire Chief again, for the presentation of certificates and badges.
Good evening. John Ambro, Deputy Fire Chief. It was a mere 20 years ago that I was in the same seats that you are all in tonight, Base Recruit School Class 2004-1. Got another one of my fellow classmates back there in the back, Kenneth Harris. He finished number one in our class. I'm told it's the best recruit class to ever come out of the Columbia Fire Department. So I don't think there's any arguments. So tonight's a big night. Tonight, you will no longer be referred to as recruits. You will be firefighters, firefighters with the city of Columbia. And to signify that transition from recruit to firefighter, it's my honor to call you up as the fire chief will present you your badge. The fire chief is more than happy to present the badge and pin it on you. But if there's someone in the audience that you would like to pin that badge for you, then I would ask them to come up when I call the firefighter's name. First up tonight, I have firefighter Brock Anderson.
Come on up. Everybody just can get up close and get pictures. Take as long as you need. If there's any blood drawn, we've got EMTs and paramedics in the back.
Firefighter Isaac Bartholomew. Firefighter Dalton Blankenship.
Take a selfie to everybody.
Firefighter Amanda Caldwell. Firefighter Tyson Fehrenbrink. Firefighter Daniel Frost.
Selfie for the crowd. Here's everybody.
Firefighter Dennis Galushkin.
Oh, come on. All right. Okay, there we go. Act like you love each other. We have a couple of those. Thanks. Good job.
Firefighter Justin Hoffman. Firefighter Jeremy Schneider. Firefighter Nicholas Simmons. Firefighter John Byron Tolson. Firefighter Cody West Hughes. Firefighter Benjamin Williams. Firefighter Melvin Wilson. Thank you. Well, that was great. When I first came up here, you know, I called out one of my classmates because I consider him a good friend of mine, Captain Kenneth Harris, but I also like to recognize all the other uniformed members we have here in the audience tonight. These are your support system, as the chief has mentioned. I'd also like to call out State Fire Marshal Tim Beam. Thank you for being here tonight. I see Assistant Fire Chief retired Jerry Jenkins in the back, Fire Chief Clayton Farr retired, Junior, in the back there. Division Chief Joe Innes, also retired back there in the back. We have many of our current chief officers up here on the front row. So thank you all for being here tonight and supporting these recruits.
Well, congratulations again. And up next, we'd like to give a brief video presentation of what these recruits have been doing for the last 18 weeks of their lives.
Freeze it! Go! Sometimes you gotta close the door to open a window.
But the next part goes by before you know it. So enjoy it and do well as you serve the community. Next up, I'd like to invite our shift training and safety captains up to the podium to present the class awards. Captain Mark Jenkins, Captain Joey Simmons, and Captain Ryan Adams. And I'll say as they come up, because I know they won't say it for themselves, that these captains play a pivotal role in the day-to-day training we receive on shift, as well as teaching our basic recruit academy, and we're very proud of them.
Wow, guys and gals, we're here, right? Where has time gone? And you're gonna look back one day and say, where has it gone? It's almost 20 years for me now, and I'm like, where has it gone? When Chief Shoemaker and I went together also. We know that lots of y'all's career, as you all went through the academy, you realized it was hard work, from physical activity to getting out there and doing the skills each day. And then what did you have to do at the end of the day also? You had to go home and you had to what? You had to study, right? Just like when we was in high school again and in college, trying to remember the small things And it's the small things that set each one of you firemen apart in what you do through your career and that what you're entitled to do, okay? So make sure and always study, take classes, and always continue to learn. One of the first awards we have the privilege of giving out tonight is the Academic Awards. The Academic Award is huge, right? Because it's how we study, it's how we do stuff together as a teamwork. How do we remember things? And you're going to continue to learn the rest of your career to be able to do these types of things. And each one of you all put together a lot of effort. And thank you for the family members watching the kids while they studied or whatever it was each night and allowing them time to take their time to continue to learn their education. There was only a small percentage of points that separated you all. Right? And school is probably like 3 or 4%. We're talking 0.01, 0.02% that separated you all. So I want to congratulate each one of you all for that. The highest recruit this year for academics was Firefighter Galushkin.
Good job. On top of the academic award, the Columbia Fire Academy is distinguished and honored to give out the Distinguished Graduate Award. This is an award that is voted on by the peers of the class. So these young individuals showed up to class together, not knowing any of themselves until that day. So you came in not hardly knowing anybody. You were very nervous, as Chief said, when you got in there. So. Over the course of 18 weeks, you got to know each other a lot better, and at the end of that 18 weeks, you got to vote on who you thought was the distinguished leader of your class. So tonight, that award is going to be presented as the Distinguished Graduate Award, and that is going to go to Shift 2 member Dennis Galushkin.
Congratulations again. I'd like to call retired Battalion Chief James Weaver back to the podium to give the benediction, and then I'll give some closing comments.
Congratulations, guys. Good job. Wow. It does pass fast, believe me. All right, let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for this evening, and we ask your blessing upon these firefighters. As today marks the beginning of the next chapter, please watch over them as they give themselves to this community. Bring them safely home after each shift. Watch over their families as they undertake this career. And please come alongside these warriors and strengthen them during the difficult and dangerous times ahead. Help them to lay the burdens that will come over the course of this career at your feet. Please comfort these firefighters as they comfort others. Nothing is too difficult for you. And Lord, we know that apart from you, we can do nothing. Thank you for your hand upon the lives of these firefighters as they move forward. And may we find strength and encouragement in your words to Joshua. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Chief. I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone again for being here this evening, for everyone who made it, and for those who couldn't. We appreciate your support. We are honored to welcome each and every one of you to the Columbia Fire Department, to all the members who showed up this evening, to the retirees, the families, the friends, the community members, our distinguished guests and friends. Thank you for being here to celebrate with us this evening. And so one final time, I'd like to have the basic recruit class stand up. And let's all give them a round of applause. Congratulations. With that, this concludes our ceremony. We're going to ask that the probationary firefighters remain up here so we can get a few photos with you. And then family, friends, you're welcome to come up and do the same once we grab a few. Thank you. Have a good evening.